Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
On the line, we have advocate Tseliso Tipanyane, the chief executive officer at the South African Human Rights Commission. Advocate Tipanyane, thank you for being with us on Chai FM this afternoon.
Good afternoon to you and to your listeners.
So it is the 27th of April, and it's 27 years since 1994. And I thought I could just ask you, advocate, on a personal level, what does today mean to you?
Basically, to me, symbolizes, you know, the turning point in the history of our country when we moved from an apartheid system, which was declared a crime against humanity, to free South Africa, you know, which is based on values of human rights and freedom and non-racialism and non-sexism. But also then, you know, a very important turning point in the sense that we have to rebuild a country. And I guess 27 years later, we realize that, you know, it's not such an easy task and a lot of work still has to be done. But at the same time, also, you know, we are guided, you know, by the preamble of the Constitution, which our people adopted, basically, you know, as a goalpost or signpost in which we have to assess how far we have gone in building this envisaged society which our people fought for across race and class, religion and culture and everything else.
Advocate, it seems to me that that dream to a certain extent is beginning to fray for whatever reason. So rather than concentrate on the negative, I'm going to ask you to point out maybe some of the positive achievements that you think have been accomplished in achieving those aims, the aims of Freedom Charter, etc., since 1994.
Well, I guess the first thing really is that, you know, we were basically adopted a constitution with a bill of rights and a very important constitutional bodies like Auditor General, IC, the Human Rights Commission, you know, which, you know, and a strong judiciary, manners all the challenges. But secondly, you know, the decision by South Africans that, you know, the fight across race is not going to help anybody, and for us to learn how to live together. Thirdly, you know, the issues around gender inequality. Again, yeah, you know, we are, there are still challenges, but clearly we are commitments to address that. But also, you know, the appreciation broadly, really, that, you know, we are one heterogeneous society, and we need to learn how to live together, you know, as human beings across our differences. Yeah, and then, of course, you know, the issue around trying to build a new society, a transformed society. So there has been progress in those regards.
Advocate, when you look at the youth of the country, not the older people, because I think they come with a lot of baggage, a lot of historical baggage, no matter which side you come from. Do you see hope in the youth of the country?
Yes and no. I guess, you know, the youth does not fully appreciate, you know, where we come from. And therefore, the youth is generally judging the country by what we say, you know, in our preamble, in our constitution, and want to see those things happening. And therefore, there is a level of frustration. That's why you see, you know, a low voter turnout in our elections by the youth. But hopefully, this should change a little bit. But also, you know, the levels of unemployment, the levels of crime in our country, the levels of inequality does really make some young people, you know, to be a bit despondent. But I think, you know, we do need to have a better understanding of where things are. But more importantly also, that, you know, all of us have a responsibility to turn things around in our country. We can't just look at certain people and then when everything falls apart, then become despondent. I think all of us have a moral and a legal risk to make a difference in our country. And I think that has been one of the problems in that we have basically left many things to people in government or in political parties. You know, and yet if you look at the preamble, it's very clear that, you know, government is based on the will of the people. And therefore, to a large extent, the type of government we get and the type of government inputs or contribution to our country to a large extent depends on us, because we put government there, and we should basically give them a red card if they don't do their work. So it is a fundamental principle that our government is based on the will of all the people. And I think it's important that the will of the people is expressed, even the will of the young people is expressed by our systems of governance, but also how government itself fulfills its mandate to make this country a better country for everybody else.
Advocate Tipanyane, the Chief Executive Officer at the South African Human Rights Commission, thank you for making time to speak to us at Chai FM this afternoon.
Thank you.